Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Samach Beis. We're starting at the very top of the daf, a brand new perek. And the perek begins, HaSoichris HaPoyul Lasis Imoy B'yayin Nesach. The person hires a poyul, a worker, and that worker, a Jew, a Jewish worker, that's right, that's going to help him with Yayin Nesach. Not, of course, Chas V'Shalom to go and drink the Yayin Nesach, to have Hanoah from the Yayin Nesach. What did he rent him for? What did he hire him for? Says Rashi, Lamoshal, Lahirikoi Mikli El Kli. The Yayin Nesach, perhaps it was in these very, very large barrels, and they want to go and convert them into much smaller containers. So you need somebody to pour from the large barrel into the smaller container. Or Rashi says, Lahavr Chavis Mamakom Lamokim. Need a porter to go and take these Chavis in these barrels from place to place. Says our Mishnah, Schoroi Osur, if he received, Lamashal, $100 per day doing this work, you're not allowed to have Anoah from the Schar. Why can't you have Anoah from the Schar? We'll see Mechim Nigmar shortly what the basis of this halacha is. But that's only if the reason that he gave him the Schar, and the reason why he hired him, was expressly to go and work with Yayin Nesach, then it's Osur. But it's Schoroi Lasis Imoy Moloch Acheres. What happens if he hired him to go and do other malachis? He asked him to go and, for instance, echvais, move some furniture, go and sweep up, go and clean up the house, or whatever it is. And then he says to him, oh, by the way, I could use an extra hand in moving these barrels from place to place. Can you give me a hand? So he didn't hire him for that purpose. He hired him to go and clean out the house, I don't know, whatever. Alpha bisha omoloi havra li chavishu yai nesami makam lamakim. Even though he threw in, oh, can you do me a favor? Let's help me out and transport these barrels. Then schar is mutter, because the schar was not for purposes of transporting chavyo shel yayin nesach, but rather it was for XYZ. And since he had some extra time on his hands, he said, you know what? Let's not waste any time. Give me a hand with these barrels. So then the schar is mutter. You have an interesting Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi on the fourth line, Schori Lasis Imoy Moloch Acheres. Kol Schori Mutter. In other words, you don't have to allocate 5 or 10% to the Yayin Nesach Schar and say, well, this Schar is no good. No, you can keep everything. Now, the Lashon of Rashi over here is a little bit unusual. Rashi says, Afal Gav Di Agra Di Yoiv Loi Mishum. Everybody there, you hear me? There's some noise in the background. Everybody okay? The agra, even though the schar, the yoav that he gave him, loy mishum melocha acheres he, was not because of the other melocha. What do you mean? The reason why he gave him schar was because of the other melocha. The Rashi on the surface is a little bit difficult, and in fact, they go and change the lashon of Rashi based on Rashi on the Rith, and you take out the words afal gav. And you say, Kol Schori Mutter, you know why? The Agra Diyoyev, not Loi with an Aleph, but Loi Yud, and then with a K, meaning the Agra Diyoyev Lei, the Schar that he's giving him, Mishumaloch Acheresi. Not Loi Mishumaloch Acheresi. But the word Lei, Lamed Aleph, is not Loi, not, but to the contrary, the Agra Diyoyev Lei, the Schar that he's giving him, Mishumaloch Acheresi, is because of the other malacha, not because of the schlepping of the Yayin Nesach. When it comes to Shabbos and during the week, there's a concept of havlo'a, that I'm not paying him schar Shabbos, I'm paying a person for working throughout the week, and the Shabbos is also included. Since the Mefarshim don't use that expression here, it's even less than havlo'a. He hired him to go and do XYZ, whatever it was. He has extra time. Give me a hand and schlep these containers, these bottles, these barrels. He was going to pay him anyway the same $100 per day. So the fact that he's also doing this chavi shayin esach, that is lemalav lemoided and schori mutter. The second case of the Mishnah is almost identical to the first case, and the Gemara in Daf Samachay in another 3 days is going to ask us why are we repeating this. Hasuiches achamar lohavi aleh yayin esach. A person went to his favorite Hertz, rent a chamar, and he says, I want to rent a chamar from you. What do you need the chamar for? For transport. What do you want to transport? I want to take the Yayin Nesach from the city to the country, from the country to the city, whatever it was. Then Tzchare Asr, because the Tzchar is directly related to the Yayin Nesach. Just like the case in the Mishnah and the Reisha, Soiches Apoyim. But Tzchare Leisha V'leah, what happens if a person rented a Chamar because he wants to take a ride on the Chamar? Even though when the guy rented the chamar to ride on it, he took along some extra pekalach, and one of the packages that he was schlepping has in it a couple of bottles of yayin nesach, but that's okay. Schar mutter. Once again, because he didn't hire him to go and transfer yayin nesach, he hired him because he wants to ride the chamar. He wants to take a joy ride. He wants to take it to the airport and whatever it is. The point is that since it wasn't for the purpose of the Yayin Nesach, Schar Mutter. So the halacha seems to be exactly the same as the Reisha, and again, the Gemara will discuss why we need this repetition. But let's go to the beginning of the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says that if I hire someone to go and lemoshel transport Yayin Nesach mimokam lemokoim, the Schar is Osir. Frank Gemara, my time is Schari Osir. Why? Ilei mohoil v'Yayin Nesach Osir bana. Oh, I have a very simple reason. We know that Yayin Nesach is Asr Bano. And therefore, if a person has Yayin Nesach, not only is he not allowed to go and drink it, he's not allowed to even go and sell it to a goy. Asr Bano. So therefore, Scharinam Asr. The Schar, any rental payment that you get, any hiring payment that you get, is a derivative from the Yayin Nesach, and it's also Asr Bano. But says Yimar, that cannot be the reason. Because Hari Arlukla Yakerem Wasurim Behano, the Asurim Bano, Utanan Machram Kiddush with the name is Bukadashas. We all know that Arla, the first 3 years of brand new payrois, they are Asur, not only the Achila, the Asur Bahano. And we also know Kloyakerem. Kloyakerem, of course, is Kilayim, that you've planted some wheat seeds, Lamashal, in a Kerem, in a vineyard. So now it's Kilayim. That's Asr Bano. Okay, what happens if a person is Mekadesh Eso Isha Bi'arla and Kloi HaKerem? Garnished. This Kedushin is not effective because he didn't give her anything. He gave her Arla. What could she do with the Arla? She cannot eat it. She cannot sell it. It's Asr Bano. The only thing you could do is put it into the trash bin. Garnished. Same thing Kloi HaKerem. So if you're Mekadesh with Arla and Kloi HaKerem, Eino Mekudeshes. However, the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin says, what happens if I took the Arla and I took the Kloy HaKerem and I sold it and I got money? Was I allowed to do that? No. Was I over an Isser? Yes. But nevertheless, now I have money and I take that money and I'm a Kaddish Issa Isha Mekudeshes. What's the Svara behind it? Because the Etzim Arla and Kloy HaKerem itself, Asr Bano. However, the derivative, the chalipin, now that I've exchanged the oil and clay kerem with money, Rabbit, you're going to go and get petched for that, what you did. Terrible. Ablamasa, the money that he has now is mutter banam, and he can makadish, it's isha, utanan, mochran. He sold the oil, sold the clay kerem. He got $100. Vikidish, and he gave it to his kala, and was makadisher. Vidameyan, mekudeshes. Zotach Rashi. Madach, we're talking about a derivative of the payrois themselves. I sold the Arla and Kloy HaKerem and I got money. I would say about that money that it's feh, it's treifa money, money that was received from being over at Isser. And nevertheless, it's mutter bano. So Allah is kama v'kama, if you're talking about schirus, a rental payment, a hiring payment, which is not directly related to the payrus or the Yayin Nesach, it's really external, right? A person is being hired to go and schlep the Yayin Nesach. He's not getting hanor from the Yayin Nesach itself. He's getting wages for helping out in transporting the Yayin Nesach. Is the chavad? The chavad, it should be mutter behanor. So why does it say in the Mishnah that schori os? Ella says, Imar, I'll tell you why. Because Yayin Nesach, like Avodah Zorah, is different than Arla and Kloy HaKerem. Elohoyel betoifes es domov kavoides kaychovim. Because it's toifes es domov. Now what does it mean that it's toifes es domov? We had in the Gemara back on Daf Nun Dalid Omed Beis. What happens if a person takes an idol and he sells it to a goy? And now he receives the money. By the way, he had no right to go and sell it because it was also bano. But he sold it and he got $100. This $100 now is now avoidus kechavim money and is osir bahana. That's the expression, it's toifes es domov. That when you go and sell the idol, you sell the avoidus, you sell the ayin esach, then Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, for yisachirim kamoyu, kosha'ata mahaya heimenu, hari hu kamoyu. So even though you did an exchange of the avoidus zara for money, the isra avoidus zara now attaches to the money, and the money now becomes just as osir banoah as the original avoidus zara was. Ah, so therefore says the Gemara, so that's l'chayr the svara over here. That even though we're not talking about a chalipin situation, we're talking about a question of schirus, but also hoyl betoifis is domav kafoyis chacham. Since there is that concept of that if you take an idol, sell it, that the money now is impressed with the isra avodah zarah. Here too, when you get hired to transport yayin esach, so then the money becomes now full. It becomes full of avodah zarah isur, and that's why the Mishnah says, chari asur. Freiti Mara, but that doesn't sound right, because I have another case of something which is toifis is domav, vari shvias. Shvias, of course, is talking about shmita. So toifis is estomea. That it's also toifis domim. You remember back on the Gemara on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, person says that you're not allowed to go and sell any type of shmita produce. It says in the pasuk li ochla v'loyu l'schayra. What happens if in the Mishnah back the Gemara back on Nun Dalet Amud Beis said if I took Peter Shvias and I sold it and instead of selling it for money the marshal I went into a butcher store. And I bought $100 worth of meat, and I said, I have no cash, I don't have my credit card, but here's some Peter Shvias. Okay, guess what happens? The basa that you take home now has a din of shmita. Basa doesn't grow in the ground. I know, but it's tefesis is tamel. What happens if you go and take that meat, and now you exchange it for fish? Now the fish gets the din of kedushas shmita. What happens if after that you took the fish, and you bought with it, and you made a barter for yayin? Now the yayin gets the din of kedusha shmita, and the Gemara says, "Okay, it's an achrein achrein nitvas b'shvias." The last one you had 10 barter or exchanges, one after the other after the other. The final produce, the final product, gets the din of shmita. By the way, the same thing applies to the original shmita payers. It does not lose its sanctity, its kedusha of shmita, even though you've made these 10, 12, 15 transactions. So what do I see from this? I see that Shvias toifesis estomer, that Shmita, the Kedusha Shmita, traveled not only the Kedusha, but also the Isser of Shmita. Now what is the Isser of Shmita? Number one Isser of Shmita is that you have to go and eat it and not sell it. But there's another halacha, and that's the halacha of Biur. What means Biur? That means anytime you have Shmita produce, you cannot keep it indefinitely, because the Torah learns from a pasuk. Gemara learns from a pasuk that kolot lechayim min asode kalei levehemtechom min habayis. That if there's no produce left out in the garden, out in the vineyard, out in the fields, and you have stored it in your home, then this man beer comes. Even today, I'm sure Reb Shlomo can tell us it comes shmita year. The Batei Dinim go and publish a schedule of Zmani Biur for each different type of vegetables and fruits, and by Rosh Chodesh this, and by Tesvav that, you can no longer keep that food at home. If you want to go and eat it schnell, but you cannot keep it any longer. After that, you have to go and be mevayer it. Exactly what Biur means itself happens to be a machloikis haposkim, whether it means that you just go and open up your door and you leave it out in the field, so that the chayas and anybody else can go and take it, or what it means like bir chametz, where you have to go and burn it. But anyway, that's not the discussion. But the point is that when you have Shemitah produce, that you have Isurim, not only the Kedusha, but the Isurim that attach to it. So, Shvias is Tefesis is Domeh. Utanan. And we have in the Mishnah, Mishnah Mesech the Shvias. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hoyim alapoyel. Heilich dinner zeh lekoitli boy yerek hayoim. Schorei aser. L'koit li yerek hayoim schorei mutter. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? The Reisha says l'koit li boy yerek hayoim. The Sefer says l'koit li yerek hayoim, without the word boy. Why does it matter? Yo boy, nish boy. Here it says schorei osir, here it says schorei mutter. So Rashi explains that by adding the word boy, it looks like a mecher. When you leave out the word boy, it looks like a schirus. What does that mean? I need to go and collect some vegetables because I'm having a big party tonight, and I need to have enough vegetables to go and supply for all of my family and friends. So he says to a poyer, do me a favor. You see that field over there? There are a bunch of yerokos. Everything is hefker during Shemitah. So could you do me a favor, please, and collect together some yerokos? And to make it worth your while, I'm going to pay you a dinner for your efforts. So now the question is, how did he phrase it? If he says, hey, look, dinner's it. Here, take this dinner. L'koit li boy. And now collect, meaning harvest for me, boy, for that dinner, which the Gemara assumes means the value of a dinner, yerek. Let's assume, mechweis, 10 bunches of broccoli or carrots or whatever have the value of one dinner. So he said, the koit li boy, for the value of a dinner, go and please collect for me yerokos and bring it to my house so I should be able to go and serve it to my guests. If he said that, then tzchori osir. If he's paying him the dinner for that purpose, then it's osir. However, if he just said, l'koit li'yerek hayoyim, please collect together for me harvest yerokos because I need it for my meal, then tzchori mutter. Even though in both cases, he's paying him the same dinner. He used the same lashon, except in the Rashi said, l'koit li'boy. So Rashi says, because when you say l'koit li'boy, that gives the sound that I am asking you, poil. Remember, everything is hefker. Poil, collect min a hefker the value of a dinner of yerokos, echweis, 10 bushels of broccoli, or whatever. So now, there's a form of a mecher going on over here, that the poil collects together a dinner's worth of yerek, and he is buying it for this dinner. And he said, "L'koit li boy, please collect together." It's as if you're going into a store and you give the guy a $10 bill and says, "Go and give me, your rock is worth $10." So that's what he's saying. Here's the dinner. Collect for me a $10 bunch of your rockies and give it to me. Oh, that's already a mecher. You're not allowed to go and do a mechira li'achla v'loy l'schoira. It's just chari asur. However, if he says, "L'koit li yerek hayoyim," I'm not selling or buying. I'm just hiring you to go and collect together and harvest for me yerokos. That's really mutter, because that's not a form of schiras. So what do we see from that? That even though shvias trifasis estomeho, that if you go and do a chain of 10 exchanges of shemitah produce for meat, the meat for fish, and fish for wine, and wine for shemen, etc., etc., you always say that the kedusha and the iser travel with each exchange to the next item on the list, but that's only when you're talking about a mecher, a barter situation, a sale. However, the gabi schiras, it says chare mutter. So going back to our Mishnah, even if you assume that avodah zarah and yayin nesach have the exact same din as shvias, tefesis is tamel, but it's only toifas if you're talking about a mecher, not about schiras. And our Mishnah is talking about a soichris apoyel, he's hiring someone to help schlep him these barrels of yayin esach. So why is this char asur? And for the Gemara. Yes, sir.
How's this worker getting paid? Here's a dinner, buy the vegetables. On top of that is the dividend star. He said, here's a dinner, buy vegetables worth a dinner. Or is he saying, buy dinners worth three quarters of a dinner, and you keep a quarter of it as star?
He is not, that effectively that's what's coming out. In other words, since he's saying, please supply me with these yerokos, so then the overhead and the expense and the wages are all included. Think about it, if you ever go to a store and you go and buy a bag of potatoes, for instance, for $2. So now, do the potatoes themselves really cost the $2? The potatoes themselves may only cost a dollar. However, the second dollar you have to go and pay for the overhead expense of the store, that he's paying rent and he's paying his employees and he's paying for lighting and he's paying for electricity. But you don't enumerate all that. You just say, I'm taking a bag of potatoes for the $2. See, here too, he's saying, I'm giving you this dinner. And the Rashi is saying, get me a bunch of yarukas, boy, which have the value of a dinner, and give it to me and keep the coin. I, maybe the value of the yarukas, so that's, remember, he doesn't have to pay for it in a store. He's just collecting it from the field. So I'm giving you that dinner, and that dinner already includes everything. Means the value of the yarukas themselves, whatever they happen to be on the market, which would include the overhead in selling yarukas, which is, you know, the labor and the expense and the time and the effort. So that's what he's getting paid for. He takes that dinner. So it's a mechira, and he's getting his wage based on whichever way he works it out in terms of the retail price of yarukas. But in the second case, he's not telling him anything about a mechira. He's just saying, collect for me yarukas, here's a dinner, take care of it, and give me yarukas. He didn't even specify what the value of the yarukas should be. He's just saying, here's a dinner, and get me my yarukas for tonight. So that's already mutter, because it's not in the form of a mechira, it's a form of a schiras.
But yeah. I would say if the overhead is in there, but it goes to the farmer, or whoever it is, he buys...
Goes to the poyer.
He goes to the poyer, who then goes to somebody to buy it. Or is he going and picking it?
Remember, it's Shmita here. Everything is Hefker. Nobody owns this. But I don't want to go and climb up the tree or go into the ground to go and dig up the carrots or dig up the broccoli. So I ask my friend, here, I give you a dinner. Do me a favor. I need a whole bunch of yarukas. Please go and harvest them for me and bring them to my house so that I can have a party tonight.
So is he buying anybody, or is he? I understand where the mecher is.
The mecher is because when the poyel goes and collects it from the field, he automatically now becomes the owner. How did he become the owner? He made a kinyan. His kinyan was that he went and harvested all of these yarukas. He could have taken them for himself. After all, it's Shmitiya. It's all Hefker. He could have taken it home. Instead, what he's doing is, he's giving it to his friend Yankel, who gave him a dinner. And when he did the harvesting, he made a cheshbon. I'm going to go and work an hour, collect together the 10 bushels. That's basically what a dinner is worth. I'm going to go and collect these 10 bushels. We're going to deliver it to him. And delivery will be included, and the overhead will be included. I might even give him a nice card thanking him. All that is included in the dinner, because, and as Shelley would say, because they're going to use that yarukas and eat it for dinner. But that was in the ratio when he says, boy. In the Sefer, he's just hiring to go and collect yarukas without specifying how much and what the value is. Just give me a whole bunch of yarukas. Here's a dinner for your efforts, for your labor. And presumably, the poyer will say, dinner, that's a lot of money for collecting yarukas. So I have to go and give him at least 5 bushels or 10 bushels, because that's how much you need for a party, and a dinner is a nice amount of money, and they'll have plenty for dinner. Yo, this is good.
So, yeah. My.
No, let's hear.
You read my mind.
I read your mind. Okay, beautiful. So the Gemara continues on. So how is our case different than the case of Shemitah? Amr b'vom Rabbi Yochanan, there's a special knas you should come to Chachamim b'chamorin u'b'yayin nesach. The Chachamim instituted, legislated a special penalty, a special knas, both in the case of chamorin and yayin nesach. There is some background noise here. Oh, so you're explaining our Mishnah.
Everybody put it on mute. I think somebody has an...
Yes, please put yourselves on mute. Thank you very much. Bill, you're really on the on top of it today. Shkoyach. There's an echo from somebody's phone. Shelley, please put on mute, etc. So let's get back to our Gemara. So the Yayin Esach Odi Amarin, that's the Knas in our Mishnah. Mitzat Iker Adin, the Schirish should be Mutter. But we do not want to encourage people to be involved in Yayin Esach. We say, Yayin Esach is feh. Stay away from Yayin Esach. And if you even just are hired to transport Yayin Esach from place to place, that's Chiris is Osir, Midrabonan, Eknas. The Zoktimar, but you said Chamorim. Now, Chamorim doesn't mean the case of our Mishnah, the Sefer. Chamorim Mahi, what is the case of the Chamorim that they instituted a Knas? The Sanya. Hachamorim sheyu oisin melacha bepeirish shviyas. Chamorim are in Yiddish, Eseltreibers, which in English means these are donkey drivers. Chamoirin, of course, are the donkeys. The chamorin are those that drive the donkeys. She'oisim alochem perishvias. It's Shemitah year, and they're making business of transporting perishvias from here to there, etc. Says the Brisa, choron shvias. The wages that they've received has a din of shvias. Now the Gemara is wondering, what does that mean, choron shvias? Is that good or is that bad? What does it mean? I will see in the Gemara there's going to be two possible pshatim. Pshat number one is, my schorin shvias, ilemid yavin luhu, schar mi peiru shvias. Maybe schorin shvias means that if you're hiring someone to go and transport Shemitah produce from one place to the other place, you're allowed to pay him in peiru shvias and tell him, I see that you're transporting 100 pounds of these Shemitah produce, keep 5 pounds for yourself, that will be your schiras. Aha. Perhaps that's the pshat. But that's very difficult, because that means he hired a person, Lamoshal, for $100 a day to go and transport Peter Shvias from one place to the other, and you're telling him, keep 5% or 10% of the produce as your $100. So then you're paying your obligation with Peter Shvias. Says the pasuk, "Oitz Shabbos Oris Lachem Li Ochla." Shemitah produce is for eating, lecha li avdecha lamasecha, but not to go make business. You're paying off your obligations and pay the shemitah. You're not allowed to do that. So that cannot be the pshat in Schorish Shvias, that you pay the schar from pay the shvias. Ella, probably what it means is the kodesh schara miknusha shvias. What he means to say is that these chamorim that have received their wages by taking 5 or 10% of the produce, that produce has in it kedusha shvias, not the produce, but their schar that they're getting is full of kedusha shvias. Meaning that I'm not doing it like I thought in Havamin. In other words, the first pshat was choron shvias, take 5 or 10% as your schar from the payers. No, that cannot be. You're not allowed to do that. He's perei achoyim and perei shvias. Here we're talking about that he pays him $100. Takes money out of his bank, gives him $100 cash, and that's what he's paying him for, schlepping the Peder Shemitah mimokam lemokam. So therefore, that's what the Brice is telling us. That $100 now has a din in it of Kedusha Shvias. What difference does that make, Kedusha Shvias? So Rashi keeps on saying that you got to go and use these funds only for the purpose of buying food, li'achla, and if make sure that any food that you buy with these funds, you eat up before Zman Bior. Because once Zman Bior happens, take the funds or any of the food that has not been eaten yet, and you put it out in the fields, because Kola Lechaya Min Hasoda Kalei Levehem Techo Min Abayis, that's Zman Bior. So it has Kedusha Shvias. Frank Timorah Mikodosh, does it have Kedusha Shvias? Vatanya! And now we repeat the same Brisa that we had a moment ago. For some reason in our Gemara, it appears in reverse, the Reish in the Sefer, and that's why you have an Aleph in the Bach that puts it back the way it was originally. So what does it say in the Braise? Go and take a dinner and collect yerokos and bring it to me, bring it home. Schari mut, the schar is mut. If you go back to the original Braise, 4 lines before the wide lines, notice there the boy Yerek, that was the first case, and the Yerek Hayom without the boy was the second case, but they're the same price, it's just reversed, and the Bach puts it back the same order as before. Anyway, so what was the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? So we already explained before. When you say, look at the Yerek, boy Hayom, boy means I'm paying you for these Yerokas, and then take your wage from the Yerokas, right? You're taking your, you get, you schlep me, you're going to harvest for me and bring for me 10 bushels, and your wage and your overhead and your transport costs, expenses, all of that is going to be included in the mecher of the Yerek boy. However, if he didn't say boy, if he just said, hey, the dinner is that, I'm paying you for these services, then the schar is mutter. You just said a moment ago that the schar would be osur. And that other braisa, what was it? Remember, what did it say in the braisa? It said, "Hachamorim sheyoisin malacha v'peri shvius schoron shvius." And we said now, according to the second shot, means that it's kadosh schoron bekedusha shvius. Not true. The braisa says that's schori mutter. No din of iser. No din of kedusha shmita. So lechori that pshat is also shver. We are now stuck. What does it mean? The chamorin schoron shvius. So the Gemara now gives two answers, Abaye and Rava. And both of these answers rehabilitate the answers that the Gemara gave until now, which the Gemara was doiche, and now the Gemara does atchias amesim on these two answers. So Amr Abaye, lo'oilam yivin le'schar mi'perishviyas. You're allowed to pay him from the perishviyas. So if he's transporting for you 100 bushels, 100 pounds of Shemitah produce, you can tell him, Rabid, I made up with you, I'm going to pay you $100. Take 10% from the produce, and that's yours. You're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Says Yimor, there is an aitza that you can do it bitzad heter. What is that tzad heter? That you're going to give him a matnas chinam. It's not going to be in the form of a payment for services, but rather I'm going to give him a present. What type of present? Kid it not. So Yimor now quotes a Mishnah Masechtas Maaser Shaini. Lo yoimar odom lachaveiroi helli peiris haloli rishalayim lechalek. Av oimaloi halim li oichlam lishtoisim rishalayim v'noisim zeh lezeh matonah shalchinam. What does this mean? I have peiris which are Maaser Shaini, and for some reason I was not able to be poid to them, and therefore I'm or being machalal them, and I'm taking the peiris maaser sheni to shalayim. However, taking 100 pounds, 500 pounds, 1,000 pounds, whatever of peiris, that's pretty heavy, and I don't have enough room in my van. I don't have enough room in my truck. So I ask, please, someone, my chaver, do me a favor and take these peiris maaser sheni up to shalayim. And now the question is, how is he paying him for his services? You're certainly not allowed to go and pay him from the Maaser Sheni itself. In other words, you cannot say, you're taking up 100 pounds to Yerushalayim, keep 10 for yourself. That you can't do, because now you're paying him with the payers of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is for eating in Yerushalayim, not for paying choivos. So, even if you use the expression, Heli peiris alol Yerushalayim lechalik, and we're going to go and split the peiris, and we're going to split it 50-50 or 80-20 or whatever, that's awesome. That you cannot do. However, what you can do is halim loichlam lishtoisim Yerushalayim, take these maaser sheni peiris to Yerushalayim, and you're cordially invited to go and eat with me a ksuda shloim b'shatoi. Tonight we're going to eat all of those maaser sheni peiris, and you're going to be the guest of honor. You're going to make the first brucha and be moitzi everybody. Ah, we're going to eat maaser sheni produce in the Heilige Shtut in Yerushalayim, and you're going to be my chushev gast. That you're allowed to do. Now, why is he going and offering that he should go and join him at this suda? It's because that's the payment. Instead of you're having to go now and go to a restaurant or buy food from someone, you're going to eat with me. We're going to eat together. Ahavas Yisrael. That's already okay. Why? Because that's considered to be a matana shel chinam. It says Yimor, you could do the same thing over here too. That if you're transporting these peiris shmita from place to place, you go and tell him, you're doing me a favor. I'm not going to pay you any wage. You're doing me a favor of schlepping. However, I want to go and pay you. So the payment is when you reach Yerushalayim or you reach Tel Aviv or wherever, where you're taking Shmita produce from place to place, I and you are going to have a Suda tonight. We're going to eat these Peder Shmita, and you're going to be the guest of honor at this Suda, and you're going to get the value of all of your labor that you spent today schlepping all of these Peders. Ah, so that's what it meant in the Brisa, Schor and Shvias, that there is an Eitzah by which you can go and pay with Peder Shvias, and you're not overly Achla V'lai the Schorah. How? When you give it a matana shel chinam. That's shot number one. Rava Amar Lo'olam Dekodesh Bedusha Shvius. Really, the money that you pay, if you have chamorim that are schlepping peiros memokim memokim peiros shmitah, and you pay him $100 for schlepping those peiros, those schirus, the wages, the $100, now gets impressed with kedusha shmitah. What does that mean? It gets impressed with kedusha shmitah. Be sure to use those funds only for buying shmita. Not doesn't be shmita produce. You have to go use it for buying food liachla and make sure you eat all of that food before the zman bir. I the kakashalach poyil. We said on the Omer Aleph that the poyil. If I told him lekoitli boy, then I have a problem of mechas. But if I say lekoitli yerika yoyim schari mutter, then we said schar is mutter. And here you're telling me by these chamorin. This char is asur. So Timur, I'll explain to you. Poyul de nofish agrei, like kansura bonon. You're talking about a poyul that is collecting together a day's worth of yerokis. We're not talking about any great expense, any great amount of schiris. After all, probably 90% of the value of that dinner is the goods themselves. He's just getting a small amount for his overhead, for his expense, for his schlepping, for his labor. Chamunat Goizer, they said Schorin Mutter. However, Gabi Chamorin, the off Nofish Igrayu, Chamorim, if you're hiring Chamorim and the drivers, now you're talking about big bucks. Oh, Kantura Banan Bahu. Therefore, the Cham did impose a Knas. Based on this, now we understand what the Gemara said in the Omer Aleph. The Gemara said that Omre Bavo, Omre Bioychanan, Knas, Husha, Kansur Chacham, and Bechamorin. Ubiyayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach was our Mishnah. Chamorim is this case of the Peirois Shemitah. Ah, you're going to ask. So you're saying only by Chamorim because Nofish Igrayu Kontraban. But a poil who schleps potatoes, tomatoes, whatever produce during Shemitah year from place to place, that's if you're schlepping from place to place, that's the Chamorim. The poil who's just collecting Lekoitli Yerek, who's just harvesting a relatively small amount of yerokis to take home, where it's loy nafesh igre, loy katsur rabbanan. So why by the poil in our Mishnah, we start a soiches a poil, we're saying schare asur, we should say that the schar is mutter, because loy nafesh agre. Evidimar masi sechom di ayinesech shani, since the ayinesech is related to avodah zarah. Avodah zarah li yidbak vi yorcham u'umim min acherim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a keil kana, fui, feh, Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach, out of here. I don't even want to think about Avodah Zarah. I don't want to think about Markulius and about the Baal Pa'or, etc., etc. So, Chumri Yayin Nesach Shani, the Chachamim made a special knas. You cannot have Hanoah from the Schirus of working with Yayin Nesach. Okay. Frank Timur Yatzi Shaila, Iboy Lahu. Schor Listam Yena Mahu. You recall when we started about a week ago or 10 days ago focusing on Yayin Nesach, Dil already asked at that time, what is the status of Stam Yena? And we said at the time that for purposes of all those blatter, those dafim, l'chori, there's no difference in halacha between Yayin Nesach and Stam Yena. The reason why there is no difference is because we had back on daf lamid that when it comes to Yayin Nesach or Stam Yena, both of them are asr b'hanah. So in each one of the cases, we always had to struggle. In this case, is it asr b'hanah because the guy touched the wine because he did a medida l'choyde not intending to be menasech, or the guy was coming down a tree and the lulav touched the wine, and all those fascinating cases that we had, the person where the guy grabbed the esrig that was beginning to get submerged in the bottle of in the barrel of wine. So all of those are talking about Isra HaNoah. Is there an Isra HaNoah? Was there no Isra HaNoah? Was he Mechavin? Not Mechavin. So the Hilchois, Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenam were the same. The question that our Gemara is asking is, since we're learning in our Mishnah that schlepping barrels of Yayin Nesach from place to place, says in our Mishnah, this Chirus is Asur, does that only apply to Yayin Nesach? Or would that also apply to Stam Yenam? You know the difference between Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenam. Yayin Nesach is wine that either actually was used for libations for an avodah zarah, or you don't have to actually do a real physical libation of pouring it out on the altar in front of the avodah zarah, as long as the person is mishachshech, he puts his fingers in and he swishes it back and forth, and he's doing it l'shem Saint Mary's avodah zarah, or whatever the appropriate term is for the name of the avodah zarah, that already makes it into yayin esach. Stam yeinam, even if the person is an atheist, he invites you to his home, or he serves you any type of non-kosher wine. How is it non-kosher? All wine stems from kosher grapes. It becomes non-kosher because the goy is inviting you to drink from his wine. And we are worried about chasnas, we're worried about benoiseyan, and things of that nature. So getting back to our gemara, iboyeluhu, schori l'stam yeinam ma'u. I have, not I, but a person has 20 barrels. 10 barrels of Yayin Nesach wine, 10 barrels of Stam Yenam wine. Not for Nisach. In fact, there's a big sign on it. This is not for Nisach purposes. Forget about Nisach. Okay. But it's still Goyisha wine. And I'm getting now Schirus for transporting these 10 barrels and those 10 barrels. Says the Gemara. Our Mishnah said that if you schlep the 10 barrels of Yayin Nesach, Schirus is awesome. Why? Said the Gemara, because of Knas. Did they make that same Knas also by transporting Stam Yenam that the Schirus is awesome? Zibaylo. Sachroi. Schoroi le Stam Yenam out. Mi amrini kim di Surei Chomer. Kidin Yayin Esach. The din of Isser Hanoh is exactly the same. Therefore, Schoroi Nami awesome. Oy dil mahoyu vetemasoi kill. Av Schoroi Nami kill. When it comes to Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, there is a major difference between Yayin Esach and Stam Yenam. You really? Yes, we had this back on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. For those that want to look it up, Gesundheit, and those that want to take life easy, Rashi already tells us what it says back on Daf Lamed. See Rashi, five lines from the top of the Amid. Sholish Yenay saying, Yayin Esach Aser B'Hanoah. Umetame tuma chamura bikazayas. Now what means it metame tuma chamura? Rashi says it's metame bimasa the oil kemes. Mamish like a mess. If you go into a house and chas v'shalom someone passed away and that mess is still there, I know, Shelly, it's a big mess. And since he's in the oil hames, he becomes totally tame. If you have a wine cellar which has an yayin nesach, you become Tamei as if you went into an oil hames. You're Tamei Yikra. He's Tamei. Masha Enke, when it comes to the din of Stam Yenam, it's Osir Bano, but it's Metamei Tumas Mashke, not Tumas Oihel or Tumas Masa. What means Tumas Mashke? That if someone were to go and touch that Stam Yenam, who would touch it? A Zov, a Balkeri, a dead Sheretz and Vela, it's Mekabel Tuma. It becomes a Rishon Tuma. A Rishon Tuma cannot be Metama Odom Mekalim. It can be Metama Oichlin Umashkin. So, which is, of course, a much lesser variety, a lesser Choymer of Tuma. Ah, so it says, Iman Hoydil, Mahoyuba Tumasi Kil. Since by Stam Yainam, the Tuma is so much lighter, Avskorinami Kil. So, maybe Chom didn't institute this Knas. And they said, you can keep this Chiros. It's Toshima. Let's try to bring a raya from a real live story. Du Gava, there was a person, the Oiger Arbe. He went and rented out his boat, the Stam Yenam, to go and transport the Stam Yayin from one port to the other port. What happens now? Yavale Chiti Biagre. We paid the boat owner, instead of giving him cash, we gave him Chitim. And he was willing to go and take the Chitim for his services. What's the status of these chitim? That's the schirus. Remember, we're talking about Stam Yenam. Also, the comment of Chizda Amalei says, Rav Chizda, feh, you're not allowed to use that chitim. You can't eat the chitim. They're aser bano. You know what you have to do is zil kalinu. Kalinu means burn them. Burn these chitim. The kavrinu v'kivri. And go and be koyu with them in a beis achayim, in a cemetery. Get rid of it forever. It's osibano.
Yeah. So it went against the grain.
It went against the grain. Beautiful, beautiful. Grada Toysis asks, why we bring a raya from an arva that's so similar to the chamorin case, that's not similar to a poyel case. We're trying to bring a raya to poyelim, and you bring a raya from case of arve, which is similar to chamorim, where you have lots and lots of agre. So Tosis says that when you're talking about ferrying items from one side of the nahar to the other side, then the ferry costs are minimal. See, the Tosis, the last narrow line of Tosis, and then the first wide line, the Ogar Arba, the Stam Yenim Tema. My raya made me Arba le poil. We're talking about poil, the Masoiches a poil. You're trying to ask, what about a poil that didn't go and schlep Yain Esach? He schlept Stam Yenim, and you bring a raya from an Arva. Shani Hosrim, the Ofish Agri, the Domel Chamorim. You know, if you rent a boat, it's like renting Chamorim, who are going to transport for long distances, and it's a big overhead. So Tosis, Shloimik Lehoyas Charki Me'at. We're not talking about taking it from New York to London by boat. We're talking about using the ferry, like the Staten Island ferry. Staten Island to Manhattan, Manhattan back to Staten Island. How much, I don't know how much they charge for the ferry. $5, $10, whatever it happens to be. It's no grace. Sorry?
It used to be very, I don't know, the quarter or something.
Exactly, it was very minimal. Okay, but even if it's not a quarter anymore, so it's $3, $5, we're not talking about, you know, any major investments over here. So what's the din with these chitim? Burn the chitim! Koive the burned ash. You take the burned chitim, which are now ash, be koive the ash. Freik timara, v'leimale badrinu. Why do you have to go to these to this extent? You want to tell me that the schiris is also... Okay, so the maizir baisai, we've been poshir our shayim. It's also banah, just like by the case of the Yayin Nesach. Same thing, Stam Yainam. Take the schirus that you received, destroy it, it's also banah. Fine, so we've poshed our shayt. But for Reik Timara, why do you have to go to these drastic measures? You have to burn it. Just leave it in the field and let the winds scatter it over Al Kolpanei Adam. So therefore, that would be an effective way of getting rid of it, not having hanah. It could come lideka takola because people are going to find these chitim, they'll collect them, and they'll make flour and eat. So they're going to make dough out of it, and dough tarti mashma. So therefore, that's also lideka takola. Okay, vliklinu. So let's just burn it vlivderinu, and let's then scatter the ashes. Why do I have to go and bury it? Because they might turn into zevel. In other words, you're going to take the ash and you're going to use it in the fields and be like zevel. Remember we had this earlier on HaMasechta, Shoichik V'zoy L'ruach. There, of course, we were talking about an avoidezor itself, that you go and take it and you're shoichik, you crush it, mince it into small little pieces, and then throw L'ruach, and the Chum said, Oy, afu nasa zevel. So Gemara is telling us that this ash would also be zevel. So that's not a good idea. Let's go and take this bunch of chitim and dig a hole in the ground, bury it in the ground, and finished. Why do you have to go and burn it? Didn't we learn back in Masechta Sanhedrin? When you are burying Chas V'Shalom, any one of those that unfortunately had one of the Arba Misois Bezdin, not only do we bury the individual, and if Barry was here to remind us that they had two special chelkos in the Beis HaChaim, and one was a miyuchad for the Nisrafim and Iskolim, and the other one was for the Nerogim, the Nechnokim. These are much more prestigious, presumably having a Mokum Kever in one of the chelkos as opposed to the other, maybe you have to pay some more money for it. But the point of all of this is that when you bury the meisim, you also bury with it the instrument that was used to go and Nebuch execute him. The Evan Sheniskal bought for Skila, Echad Eid Shenitla Olav, because Kolin Iskolim are Nitlin. You put him Nebuch, you have to hang him from a, not Eitz doesn't mean a tree, it means from a tall pole. You take that pole, you also go and bury it. The Echad Saif Shenerigboy, those that Nebuch get Saif. You go and bury the sword. Echad shesuda shenechlik boy. You got chenek. You go and bury the suda. All of these kulim nikbarim imai. You didn't go and have to go and burn it first. You just buried it. So do the same thing over here. just bury the chitim. Every more hasam nikakavri the beidina mucha milta darugi bezin ninu. Since anybody that would go and if the kvarim were ever unearthed, either by a person that's doing bad stuff in unearthing people that never bones and people that are buried, or there was a huge hurricane, a huge storm, and Nebuch, a lot of the earth went away, and you see Nebuch, the bones which are Nebuch down below. If you're going to find, together with the bones, an Evan Sheniskel by, Sayef Shenerik by, any one of these instrumentalities, since this is in the special Chelka of the Beis HaChaim, which was owned by the Bezdin, where all of those that were executed were buried, everybody will know that this is Isra HaNoah, that's why it was buried. So they're not going to take that Sayef or the Eitz or the Evan. A Bahakha, if you're just going to go and bury Chitim in the ground, Limuchamilza. Why are there Chitim in the ground? Eimer, if I would pass by and I find these Chitim in the ground, I would say, Inish Gona Ve'aisi Kabra Hacha. Probably there was a Ganav. The police were running after him. He doesn't want to be caught with stolen goods. So he quickly went and he buried it in the ground. And now I found it and I take it. So therefore, I will not realize that it's Aser Banah. That's why what you have to do is you got to burn it. And then you go and bury it. Finally, But the Gemara is going to go and tell us this. We said already before that Shvius Tefeses Estomeha. So if you make a barter in exchange of Peter Shvius for something else, that something else gets now it gets imbued with the Kedusha and the Isur of Peter Shmita. So Zokyet Simara. Please put yourselves on mute. There's some background noise. Shelly, Zamoicha, please put yourself on mute. Anyway, Shelly, please put yourselves on mute. So getting back to our Gemara. Stay tuned. Yasvi, the Bey Rabbiana, Yasvi Peter Shvius. It was Shmita year, and people needed to eat. Aniyim had a bunch of Shmita produce, and they asked Aniyim, could you do us a favor? Lend us, Ichvais, $100 worth of Peter Shmita. Or 10 bushels of Peder Shmita. Fine. And Uparlu Bishminis, they paid back the loan the next year, in the 8th year, says Rashi, with the regular produce. Not Shmita produce, regular produce. So bottom line is, we had a barter in exchange of Shmita produce for regular produce. So normally we go and say Shmita is Tefeses Tameha, and the Isser of Shmita will now attach to the bartered, the exchange payrois. But here we're talking about that the first payrois of Peder Shvius no longer were be'en. They were already eaten up in Shmita year. They had to be eaten up in Shmita year. Otherwise it would be the Isser of Biur, that kala l'chaya min asuda kalela behemtecha min abayis. So it had to be eaten up. So what happens now? Now it's a year later, it's Shmita, it's Shminis, the year after the Shmita year. They pay them back with $100 worth of payers. What's the status of these Shminis payers? Also, Amri Yechon, they told Yechon Amlahu, Yoy Saint Avdin, no problem. These Shminis payers are regular, normal payers. No din of Isser, no din of Kedusha Shmita. Why not? Says Rashi, because they're no longer be'en. And that the Torah says, if you make a chalipin, Shmita payers, for other food items, it's only if it's be'em, then you can go and transfer the Kedusha. But these Shmita Peiris have already been eaten up a year ago. They don't exist anymore. It's like a Dubishloi Bula Oilam. It was Bula Oilam, but it's already consumed. So the Shinishdu Mecca Kedusha, no more Isser. So therefore the new Peiris are fine and dandy. Ukenegdan, we have the same halacha when it comes to Esnan. What's the case of Esnan? Everybody knows, you're not allowed to bring Esnan Zoyna Mechir Kalev. To go and bring Esnan Zayna. But the same halacha applies by, what do you mean the same halacha applies? The sign. To do a braisa. Nosallah. A person went and gave for the Zayna a lumushal atle. That means a bahaimala, a shapsu. Veloy ba'aleh. Eventually he did shiva and he did not live with her. Or ba'aleh. He lived with the Zayna. At the end, he didn't give her the esnan. Shteit on the braisa, mutar. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, I don't understand what you're talking about. He went and gave it to her, but he never lived with her. So obviously it's not an esnan zoina, because there was no znus, there was no beer. And if you're going to tell me, Bo'olah, if he lived with her, but like Nasallah, Esnan, he didn't give her any Esnan. Mutter, what do you mean it's Mutter? He didn't give her anything. What's when it's Mutter? See, Mor is going to ask that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara asks, Nasallah, if he gave her the Esnan, he gave her the Shepsel, but he never lived with her, Pshita. If he never lived with her, it's just a matana. Vesu, he lived with her, but he didn't give her the asnan. He didn't give her anything. What do you tell me the asnan is mutter? The asnan doesn't exist. He didn't give her anything. And we have to make an emendation. We have to go and learn the Brisa of this Landish. He first gave her the Esnan on Monday. The Bia took place on Tuesday, a day late. Oy faket. Oy Ba'aleh. On Monday he lived with her. And he gave the Esnan on Tuesday. What's it then? Mutter. Now why is it mutter? The Gemara will discuss that in a moment. But the point is, if it wasn't done concurrently, simultaneously, but it was done with a period of time in between, then it's no longer called Esnan. You look at the Maisabia as a Maisabia, and then the Esnan as a present. Two are unrelated. That's why it's Mutter. Same thing over here. If all of the seventh year Pedus have already been eaten up, how can the Kedusha of the Pedus Shvius transfer the Pedus Shminis when the Pedus Shvius don't exist anymore? So that's the same Svaris as the Mother Gabi Esnan. Good. Amafa'enfit, this Maiser, Rabbi Yochanan explained what the halach is. But we still want to understand the Brice a little bit more. It says in the Brice, Nosan lov yachach ba'aleh. He gave her first the Esnan and he did Bia later on. Freytimar l'chi ba'aleh leichel Allah iser Esnan l'mafreya. Why don't we go and say that it should be chal l'mafreya? He gave her Monday the Esnan. Tuesday he lived with her. Okay, why did he give the Esnan on Monday? He didn't give it to her as a present. He gave her as the schar for living together for znis. So why don't you say it's chalim afreya? And you should say that it's esnan after he does the maisavir. Amr abluzer, sumakishikodma vikrivasai. It doesn't exist anymore. They already took that Monday esnan. He gave it to the zayna. The zayna ran to the base of Migdish. She already brought it for a carbon. It doesn't exist. So therefore the iser esnan cannot be chalim afreya because he already brought it. So that seems to be an easy teret. However, the kasha is, so what are you telling me, esnana mutter? It's mutter. She's asking a shayla, am I allowed to bring it? Not allowed to bring it. She already brought it. And we already brought it for a carbon, we're done. So what are you telling me, esnana mutter? Mutter for what? Toides Chaim says, what happens if this woman, the zoyna, she was mechuyevis to bring a carbon anyway? A carbon chata, a carbon oilet, a carbon shlomim, whatever it happens to be, she had already taken it upon herself. Chata, she did some chait. Or it was a ma'aser that she was menader, a menader, mishlomer, an oiler for the Beis Mikdash, and she already brought it. So, since now l'mafreya, it becomes like ashtik esnan zoyna. Maybe she's not yoytze her carbon, she has to bring a new carbon. Kamash malon. Since at the time of the bia, the esnan no longer existed because kodma v'yikrivasai. That's why the esnan is mutter, she does not have to bring a brand new carbon. So, freitimar hechidami. Explain to me what were the details of the transaction. Monday, here I'm giving you the shepsel, you can be coin it right now. Al manas that we're going to live together bia on Tuesday. Of course it's mutter. The lesser bishas bia. Since he said kni lach meyachshav, you are coin it now, and then bishas bia 24 hours later, the esnan doesn't exist. Kadmu vikras l'fushteitzach its mutter was no longer there. And he said, you can go and keep it now. So what's the problem of bringing this for a carbon? The bee only took place later, and he said, you can be coin it now. If he didn't say you're going to be coin it now, you're only going to be coin it after the bee. How did she bring it in the first place? She's a ganif. This doesn't belong to her. How could she go bring it for a carbon on Monday? Allah says, "Imar di amala lehevi gabach ad shas bia." You hold on to it until the bia. When the bia takes place, it'll be yours. However, if you're desperate for funds, you are really your bank account, your credit card is is over credit and you have a backup on your bank accounts and you really need it, then b'shas adchak, you can be koyne me'achshav. And she apparently was soon to be over on Baal Ta'acher. She wanted to bring that korban immediately. So, even though the bid didn't take place, she took the second half of his stipulation. She was koyne immediately and brought it for a korban. So therefore you cannot go and say, Ma beis reshus v'kol reshus. It belonged to her because he said you can keep it if you need it immediately. She needed it. She brought it. If it's a kosher carbon, and that's why the Gemara said that Esther is mutter. Stop over here. Rabbi Yisai, may it should be continued tomorrow. Thank you all for.